الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected علماء الكرام, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every recite of the kalima لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, his endeavor and his wish is to attain perfection in his deen. Any person who even possesses an atom's weight of iman, this is what he desires, that I want to perfect my deen and my religion. And that person who is focused towards akhirat, he wants to set foot onto the pinnacle of piety. He wants to perfect his spirituality by means of which he will attain the highest of ranks and stages in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the reality is that each one of us is faced with a tsunami and a hurricane of fitnas, of trials and tribulations that are around us at every move and every aspect and every branch and every minute of our lives. So how do we attain that glory that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had attained? Such a glory that will be mentioned till the day of Qiyamah. That is a token, that is a guide for the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. We find this has been illustrated to us in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very lengthy incident. Umar radiallahu anhu, this riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif, that بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Umar radiallahu anhu says that one day we were sitting in the company of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر. When suddenly a person came into the company, he came into our gathering, who had snow white, brilliant white clothes on, and he had absolutely beautiful black hair, shiny black hair. لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد. That there was no sign, he was not from Medina Munawwara. So it was really strange and perplexing to us that a man who's not a resident of Medina Munawwara, so he had to be a traveler. But there's no sign of travel and suffer on him at all. Suddenly he comes, حتى جلس إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He comes and he sits in front of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه. He comes and he sits with his knees touching the knees of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. He takes his palms and he places it on his thighs. And he says, يا رسول الله, أخبرني عن الإسلام. That can you please inform me, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reality of Islam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and says, أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. Islam says that you need to testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the risalat and the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You establish salah, you discharge your zakah, you go for hajj when it is obligatory upon you, if you have the means. You will fast the month of Ramadan. So this was the reply of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who asked the question, now he says, Sadaqta. He says, that answer is correct. So you came to ask a question and you saying the answer is correct. So Sahaba says, فَأَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. We were really amazed. He's asking questions and he is affirming the correctness of the answer. Anyway, he carries on. He says, Ya Rasulallah, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. What's the reality of iman? Nabi Sam says, أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنْ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. That you need to believe in all these different articles of iman and faith. So he says, Ya Rasulallah, the next question. First question, Islam. Second question, iman. And the third question, he says, Mal ihsan. So Nabi Sam replies and says, what is ihsan? أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can visualize Allah in front of you. And if that's not possible, then have yaqeen and have no doubt that Allah is watching you in every rukun, in every posture of yours, in every move of yours in ibadat. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a? So he says, Ya Rasulallah, when is the day of Qiyamah? So Nabi Sam says, Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min as-sa'il. The person being questioned has no more knowledge than the questioner himself. I have no more knowledge than you yourself. I don't know when is Qiyamah. Just as you don't know, I don't know. Inna Allaha indahu ilmu sa'a. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds the exact knowledge to the existence of the day of Qiyamah. So he says, no problem. فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Can you please tell me some of the signs? أَنْ تَلِيدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا وَأَنْ تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتِ رِعَاءَ شَاءَ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. So Nabi Sam says that you'll see that people will be giving birth, meaning that the slaves will become the masters, the slaves, that a lady will give birth to her master. Many interpretations of it, but this is not our matter of discussion. Anyway, Nabi Sam even said that a time will come when shepherds, people that are not even sufficiently clad, simple-minded people that have no real knowledge about deen and about the dunya, these will be the people that will be vying with each other in tall buildings. And that's exactly what we see nowadays. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu, Umar radiallahu anhu says, فانطلق. After that he went away. فَلَبِثْتُ. Some riwayat suggest 3 days, some suggest مَلِيًّا. It was a few days that I waited. Nabi Sam called Umar radiallahu anhu. Ya Umar, أَتَدْرِي مَنِي السَّاعِلِ. O Umar radiallahu anhu, you know who's the person that came and asked all these questions? So Umar radiallahu anhu says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have complete knowledge. I don't know at all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of a human to teach you your deen. To teach you what is deen. So from here we understand that what is deen? These 3 important aspects. Number 1 is our Islam. Number 2 is our iman. Number 3 is ihsan. Attaining that level of spirituality, of ihsan. And to be worried and concerned about our akhirat. To have fikr and worry about akhirat. So this in entirety is your deen. Deen is not only about Islam. Deen is not only about the masjid. Deen is not only about your business and economics. Deen is an entire lifestyle. This is your deen. Atakum yu'allimukum deenakum. So the scholars go on to say that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and asked questions. Nabi Sam says that he came and taught you your deen. He came to ask questions. How did he teach you deen? Ulama explain and say that good questions constitutes half of knowledge. Good question constitutes half of knowledge. To ask good questions is a means of people attaining knowledge and understanding the deen better. Anyway, what we understand from here is that Islam and Iman are 2 different entities. That is why according to the lugha, linguistically they say, Islam is al-istislam wal-inqiyad. Islam is not peace. We have this misgiving that Islam is a religion of peace. Yes, it is a peaceful religion, But that is not the translation and the definition of Islam. Islam means total submission to the command of Allah and to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Total submission to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Islam and Iman are two different entities. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. That the Bedouins came and they said that we have Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you don't have Iman. You have Islam in you. You are only on the road to attaining your Iman. Your steppings, your first steppings, your first grippings, that is in Islam. First become totally submissive to Allah. You are on the road of inshallah attaining your Iman. Inshallah. That is why Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat wal Mu'minina wal Mu'minat. That is why Allama ibn Kasir rahmatullah alayhi says, these are two different entities. Allah said, the Mu'minin and the Mu'minat. The Muslimin, the Muslimat. So there's a difference in the two. If a person passes away, the janazah salah, what dua do we read? Towards the end we read, Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa ahyihi ala al-Islam. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, that person who you give life from amongst us, grant him life on Islam. This is your first steps, that Islam. And inshallah, وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ. Ya Allah, when you grant him death, grant him a death of Iman. Which means it's a lifetime effort before one day inshallah you will get your Iman. So there's two different things. Total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, that al-Islamu alaniyah, wal-imanu fil qalb. Islam is the outward manifestation of ibadat and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And iman is something that's developed within the deep recesses of a person's heart. So there's a difference in the two. We find that in today's time, there is so much of talk to create an inducive, a harmonious, a good, a healthy environment around us. So what the people of the world will have, they will have summits. They will have summits. One was held in Durban, COP17. Millions, maybe billions of rands, if not dollars, were spent for summits. So people can understand what we're trying to portray to you. We got a message, so we have a summit. So Islam says it's so simple. You don't have summits. Change your first M to a B. Change your first M to a B. And tell everyone to submit to the command of Allah. Don't submit. You'll waste money. Submit everyone to the deen of Allah. And you will have peace and harmony. And this will be a greener environment for us to live into. Anyway, we find that this quality of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a striking quality. In all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the galaxy of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, one incident, that one day, riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, that وَكَانَتِ الْأَنصَارُ إِذَا كَانَ لِأَحَدِهِمْ أَيِّمٌ لَمْ يُزَوِّجْهَا حَتَّى يَعْنَمَ هَلْ لِلنَّبِي صَمْ فِيهَا حَاجَةٌ أَمْ لَا. That the Ansar, if any one of them had a girl of marriageable age, they will not get her married until they have some indication from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is Nabi sallam interested in our daughter or not? So one day Nabi sallam comes to an Ansari brother's house. He comes to this Ansari. He knocks on the door. He gets a reply. Nabi sallam tells this Ansari brother, Zawijni ibnataki. Zawijni ibnataka. Can you please give me your daughter's hand in marriage? So this sahabi is elated. He says, Ya Rasulallah, na'am wa karamatan wa nu'ma aini. It's only a pleasure. What you asking? Take my daughter. She's in your marriage. Take her. So then Nabi Sallam says, Inni lastu uriduha li nafsi. Excuse me. Don't jump out of your shoes. I am not proposing for myself. So he says, maf. Who are you proposing for? Like sometimes you go to someone's shop. You want to buy something. Your best friend. You know, he's your neighbor and your best friend. He says, come inside. What you want? No. Hey, don't charge him, man. My best friend for free. Excuse me, but it's not for me. I'm buying for my father-in-law. Maf. What's the cost price? Quickly. For yourself? No, it's for free. Someone else will have to make mashwara. So he says, oh, you wanted the daughter for, you take it. For who?
So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Julaybib. For Julaybib radiallahu anhu. Julaybib radiallahu anhu was a short, stout, dark looking, no financial background at all. This was the Sahabi. Not good looking. No financial strength. He wasn't someone very rich in society. Not someone people will lift up their eyes to. He's never caught the attention of people. So anyway, that was Julaybib. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Julaybib. So he says, Maaf. Ushawiru ummaha. I have to make mashura with the mother. You have to pass on the buck. I'm happy. Let's see what the mother says. Anyway, he comes home. He speaks to the mother. He speaks to his wife. And he's playing the same game like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yakhtubu ibnataki. Nabi Sallam is proposing for your daughter. What you say? Let's see what's her reactions. She's jumping for joy. She says, Naam. Wa nu'mata aini, it's only a pleasure. Take my daughter. Why are you asking? Why are you making mashwara? Take her. He says, No. Innahu laysa yakhtubuha li nafsihi. He's not proposing for himself. Maaf, what I heard? I heard something. Not for himself. For who? Li Julaybib. The wife says, Li Julaybib ini. Li Julaybib ini. Julaybib, over my dead body. Don't even ask. You waiting for a reply? Move from here. So he says, now I'm getting ready to go and tell Nabi Sam that the wife is not happy. As if to say, I was happy. So he's coming to tell Nabi Sam. So the daughter hears some commotion. She quickly comes out. She says, Hal yakhtubuni ahad? Did some proposal come for me? So the mother says, don't worry, Betty. Nothing happened. Just go in your room. You carry on. She says, no. I heard some commotion that some proposal came for me. Anyway, you need to know. So it's because it's got to do with you. So it's a proposal that Nabi Sam brought for Julaybib radiallahu anhu. For Julaybib. So this daughter says, Ataruduna ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amrahu idfa'uni fa innahu lam yudayyi'ni. Are you rejecting the choice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for me? Immediately hand me over to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to get married to this person. Even if you don't like him and he doesn't look good to society. I want to get married. My Nabi Sam is happy. He will never lead me to destruction. Total submission to even the choice of Nabi Sam. Forget the command of Nabi Sam. Even the choice of Nabi Sam. Total submission to it. My Habib is happy. How can I be not happy with that? And immediately they get married. So anyway, the Sahabi goes. He becomes Shaheed in one of the battles. Nabi Sam asks, after that battle, Hal tafqiduna min ahad? Look for all the martyrs. Do you find any bodies missing? La, there's no bodies missing. Nabi Sam says, no, look properly. There's some body missing. One Sahabi is not here. The body of one martyr. Eventually, they realized it was Julaybib. This is, Ya Rasulullah, we found him. When they found him, Nabi Sam comes to his body. Lengthy incident, Nabi Sam says, Hada minni wa ana minhu. Hada minni wa ana minhu. Nabi Sam says, this Sahabi is part of me, I am part of him. He is part of me, I am part of him. You cannot judge anyone in society. No one at all, no matter who he is in society. Nabi Sam says, he is part of me, the Sahabi. He doesn't look good and attractive to you. He's not rich at all, but he's part of me, I am part of him. The Rawi narrates and he says, فَمَا كَانَ فِي الْأَنْصَارِ أَيِّمٌ أَنْفَقَ مِنْهَا. He says, in Medina Munawwara, There was no other lady that was more rich than her. She was the richest of the Ansari ladies. Richest widow. So the one Sahabi next to the narrator is tapping him on his shoulder and says, do you know why she was the richest? Do you want to know what's the secret? What happened? Quickly tell me. He says, yes. When she accepted and submitted to the choice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not the command, the choice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam picked up his hands in dua for her. Allahumma subba alayha al-khayra sabban, wa la tajal aishaha kaddan kadda. Oh Allah, open the doors of mercy and generosity and wealth and health to her. And don't even put any difficulty in her pathway, oh Allah. So from this, she became the most richest of the Sahabiyah from the Ansar. Because of submission to even the desire of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what we need to bring into ourselves. Total submission to the command of Allah. Whether we understand or we don't understand. That is why our Ustad used to tell us that deen is not against logic. Deen is beyond logic. It's not something that can be digested. Yes, some things you may fathom and understand with your intelligence. Not everything. Some things, yes, not everything. Why Fajr is 2 rakats and why Isha is 4 rakats? But I need to rush to bed, I must read 4 rakats. I just woke up, I'm reading 2 rakats. I just woke up, I need to get some life into myself. I'd rather read more so I can wake up a little bit. But I'm going to sleep, I must read 4. And I wake up, I'm reading 2. Why Ruku is 1, why Sajda is 2? Why Ruku is 1, why? That is why we find, on the lighter side they say, that everything cannot be understood with logic. Don't try. Anyway, one day there was a lady, the mother, the daughter, the child is troubling the mother all the time. So the mother turns around and she's using a little bit logic with the child and says, you see, you trouble me so much. Can you see how much of gray hair I got? Every time you trouble me, I'm getting one more gray hair. So the daughter says, so the child says, mashallah, every time I trouble you, you're getting a gray hair. Sure. So that evening, Nani came home to visit. Nani took out her scarf, slipped down onto her shoulder. Ma, I know why Nani got so much of gray hair now. You have to use logic, there's it. You trouble Nani, that's why she got so much of gray hair. So anyway, we find that in today's time, we've got a lot of question marks in our deen. That's the first step, Islam. Total submission to Allah. If you have certain question marks on any aspect of deen, then you are still not yet on the road to your iman. Question mark, why must I wait tawbi? Question mark, why must I not involve myself in interest? I mean, it's beneficial. Question mark, why must I not talk to the opposite gender? Doesn't make sense to me. My sister-in-law, we live in the same house, I can't talk to her. It doesn't make sense to me. Nabi Sam said that is death for you. Your brother-in-law is death. Whether you understand it or not, you're not supposed to intermingle between genders. So if we have question marks on any aspect of our deen, already this is the first stumbling block. How are we going to get onto that road of iman? One day, one person came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Actually, it was two people. It was a Jewish person and a munafiq. They come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They come for a decision. Nabi Sallam passes a decision in favor of the Jew. So this munafiq was not happy, the hypocrite. He says, no, we need to go for a second opinion. Let's go to Umar radiallahu anhu. They come to Umar radiallahu anhu. They say, Umar radiallahu anhu, we came for your second opinion. So he asked the Jew, what you mean second opinion? He says, no, we just came from Nabi Sam. He passed the decision in favor of me. This munafiq and hypocrite is not happy. So Nabi Umar radiallahu anhu, who doesn't know Umar radiallahu anhu? He says, makana kuma. He tells this to sit in your place. I'm coming now. He goes inside the house and he brings his whip. And he whoops this person. And he says, this is how I will deal with the person that's not happy with the decision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was shopping around for convenience. Not ready to submit to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're looking for something to suit us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That to that extent people are shopping around now, that I can't stick to one madhab. I need to shop around what suits me. I need to shop around the books of ahadith. Let's see what is suiting my lifestyle. What suits my appearance? What suits us or what suits me? This is incorrect. Total submission to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we need in our lives. Total submission. That is why Rafi bin Khadij radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, we were involved in one business transaction. And one day, my uncle came and he says that Nahana Rasulullah is an amrin kana lana nafi'an. He comes and he tells me, Rafi bin Khadij, Nabi Sam has prohibited us from a certain dealing that we are involving. It's very beneficial and profitable for us. But, وَتَوَاعِيَةُ wa وَرَسُولِهِ أَنْفَعُ لَنَا. But obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more profitable to you. That is why no problem, we will leave that deal aside. We will no more involve ourselves in that dealing anymore. Because Nabi Sam said it's prohibited. There's harm for us. Definitely there's harm. So, very simply said, that if we live our lives to Allah in submission, if we live our lives to Allah in submission, then into Jannah will we find our admission. There's no questions to ask. Why is this Fajr Salah? Why is it so early? Why is Zakat 2.5%? My hard working. Why must I go for Hajj all the way there? I can worship Allah in this masjid of here. Na'udhu Billah, sometimes you hear certain stories, they are frightening. People don't believe in Jannat and Jahannam. See, no, those creations are not yet. Allah will create it sometime. When Allah will create it. Those are Allah has created them. He says, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is Ghafoor al-Rahim. He'll never punish me. I can do what I want. Didn't He say He's Ghafoor? Yes, He said. But didn't He also say Azizun Hakim? Didn't He also say Qahar? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also say that? That is why what we need is total submission to what our Salafi Salih, our pious predecessors, have laid out for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within each one of us total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.